This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Okay, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. The D-A-L-I. So this is a very interesting little phenomenon that is coming up that, I mean, maybe it's not really COVID-related, finally, some topic not COVID-related, but it's something that I've been witnessing as we're talking about the year anniversary of President Biden's inauguration. So he is going to have been president for approximately a year. He's going to finally have a press conference later today. I mean, he's had some press conferences. I don't know, again, how rigid and how choreographed this one is going to be. But, you know, he's going to be answering some difficult questions. And a very interesting sort of trend I'm seeing with people, and some even directly asking us on the show, is how to deal with the quote-unquote election depression 1 year later. All right? And I know some of you like, they'll just deal with it. Trump lost, Biden won. But that's not what's going on. As people are hearing, this is Biden's first year of office. They're like, oh, God, three more years to go. Or they're looking at the current state of affairs or COVID or the economy or whatever. How do you get through that depression? And a couple of you have written saying, look, I turned off Twitter. I'm off Facebook. I am completely off social media. I don't feel better. Well, yeah. Turning off social media and hiding, trying to hide from any current situation you're not happy with doesn't work. I mean, a lot of people did that after Trump won. Trump was president for 4 years. Biden is going to be president for 4 years unless he turns things over to Kamala Harris or who knows what happens. And so I notice somebody decided to tell people, and I think even therapists are doing this too, tell people, okay, just turn off social media. And there's good and bad to that. So, you know, social media, I don't know about you guys, but I get these prompts on my phone. You know, this is on live Facebook. Somebody posted a live video, and I get all these prompts. I'm like, I don't care. Why is this telling me? So you can stop the prompts. You know, you can actively not go on there. But for a lot of us, like when I pop open my screen, I have all these tabs. So I got my Twitter tab, I got my Facebook tab. So my Facebook is basically up all day. And then you see the numbers go up or you see the red dot. So you know that either you're getting messages or whatever. So yeah, social media, you know, will give you notifications. So stopping the notifications, not being on it, doesn't give you the constant reminders. There's more to life than politics. You got your kids, you got your family. You got your job. So I get why some people want to tune out. But the thing is you're still in America. You're still in this world. And if your current governor or your current legislatures or your current president is somebody you don't want, yeah, turning off social media is not going to solve the problem, okay? That's not, you know, there's nothing like significantly wrong with you per se. It's that, you know, yeah, you realized that, you know, trying to separate might have only solved part of the problem, like constant reminders. And again, whenever we deal with, you know, depression or anxiety, we don't try to go to, you know, 100% cure. But if we can minimize symptoms, you know, those are some big leaps. So yeah, social media depresses you, great. But one thing I noticed is for those that can't separate from social media, they turn around and they become a little bit more proactive. So they actually do, rather than negative, meaning withdrawing, they positive. They make moves. And so these memes and these jokes and these criticisms, the reason why I don't have an issue throughout Bush, Trump, Biden, with people posting memes and things like that, is that's how they're dealing with it. Okay, that's how, you know, they're angry, and they feel like, you know what, at least I could bring some humor to the situation. Or I could at least talk about it with others, and I could be around like-minded individuals. I don't like anybody disrespecting their president. You know, I don't think disrespecting Trump, disrespecting Biden is a good look internationally. But I get why people are trying to talk or act out, you know, in a safer way. We don't want somebody blowing up a building. You know, you posting, you know, oh my gosh, you know, he can't get the name of his vice president right. If that makes you feel better, that makes you feel better. But what you need to do, if you are, you know, going, oh God, you know, it's only been a year and we still have this, and, you know, I didn't vote for him, and, you know, he's not my president even though he's my president. You know, you need to be busy. You need to feel like you are, you know, making your world a better place, whether it's your family, your home, or this world a better place. So what I tell people to do is, if they are, you know, battling, you know, I don't like who won my election, you know, sort of syndrome, okay, then go and make yourself a better place. Just go and do something. You know, during the Obama years, you know, the Great Recession, I felt like I couldn't do what I needed to for my patients who were losing their jobs, losing their insurance. So what did I do? I went to radio. And that was probably the best move I ever made. And I know a lot of you people disliked President Obama being president. I found, because President Obama was president, I was able to start a radio career and be able to, you know, help people through things. And those who lost their insurance with Obamacare and all that, or with the changes of the economy, I was able to answer people's medical questions. I was able to then launch a medical show, even though we talk about everything on the show. So, you know, sometimes there's some good to it. You know, I mean, if you notice that there's something not being, you know, it's all about feeding the voters and giving them food and water in the voting lines, but homeless people are neglected, go and do something for the homeless. You know, I mean, us complaining about what's going on in this world isn't going to fix our problems. If you want to help fix our problems, fix it. Don't do anything illegal. But, you know, if you're like, look, nobody's addressing the homeless population, nobody's doing this, nobody's doing this. I mean, you know, these people coming up with groundbreaking ideas. I understand that sometimes, you know, there's walls with government and bureaucracy and all that. But you have a lot more power than you think. If you want to do good, if you want to make a change, you can do it. You know, and so maybe that'll make you feel better, because you feel like, you know, you can't do anything. That you're just watching all this happen. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working who's our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there's a lot of back and forth right now on why doctors won't give ivermectin. As ivermectin has been used by Joe Rogan, I believe, Aaron Rodgers, Glenn Beck, Dennis Prager, and ivermectin has been around for a while. Ivermectin has been FDA approved for skin disorders like lice, rosacea, for animals to treat parasitic infections like strongyloiditis, onchocerciasis. But ivermectin has been very, very popular. And so what they believe happens with ivermectin is a lot of studies that have been looking at this think it blocks the SARS-CoV-2 viral proteins from taking over a cell's nucleus and DNA. A study in American Journal of Therapeutics found ivermectin to have a potential significant impact on the COVID pandemic. They said moderate certainty evidence finds that large reductions in COVID-19 deaths are possible using ivermectin. Using ivermectin early in the course, clinical course, may reduce numbers progressing to severe disease. The apparent safety and low cost suggest that ivermectin is likely to have a significant impact on the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic globally. Another study found it limited diseases in mild cases. So we have a holdup, and we've spoken about this holdup. And we've had this holdup because for the FDA to approve it, they need to cover their butts. And if ivermectin has a side effect profile, they then that has, and they haven't so much, let's say, researched themselves or looked at data that they're comfortable with, they might not endorse something if, let's say, ivermectin, like ivermectin, as well, any other older drug has its own baggage. So if somebody back in the 90s had some sort of issue with it, the FDA will be responsible if they say, look, you could use this, which is stupid. I mean, what we need to do is re-change, I mean, you know, liability. For those who want to use off-label, they could do an informed consent. Nobody's going to sue the doctor. Nobody's going to sue anybody. Nobody's going to go after the FDA. If this is something that somebody wants to use, let them sign that, look, you know, this is something I've done my own research. This is what I want to have access to. Doctors shouldn't hold this hostage. And in fact, interestingly, in Indiana, there's a bill, this came out about a week ago, that would prohibit providers from discouraging use of ivermectin. This was a bill introduced in the Indiana General Assembly, focusing on the use of ivermectin in the state for the treatment of COVID-19. Representative Kurt Nicely has authorized House Bill 1372. The bill would allow a physician or advanced practice registered nurse to allow pharmacists to dispense ivermectin. They say, additionally, the Medical Licensing Board of Indiana, the Indiana State Board of Nursing, and the Indiana Board of Pharmacy may not deny, revoke, suspend, or take disciplinary action against physicians, nurses, or pharmacists who issue ivermectin to people. Now, this is a huge stark contrast to what we're seeing right now with Dr. Nass in Maine, where her use of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, her social media posts got her license suspended. And she was forced to do a neuropsychiatric evaluation. The bill also states that a pharmacist must provide each recipient of ivermectin with an information sheet that includes the importance of follow-up care and healthcare referral information. The bill said nothing on the information sheet may discourage the recipient from using information for the treatment of COVID-19. Now, I think the information sheet should still say that the CDC and FDA has not approved it for, you know, COVID. However, you know, use of your own risk. But, you know, this is something that keeps coming up. I've gotten chewed out by patients going, why won't you give me ivermectin? And I go, look, I'm not anti-ivermectin. I think the studies are really, really promising. It's just I'm not allowed to. I could lose my license. Now, I don't have a license in Indiana. I have a license in multiple states. Indiana isn't one of them. So I don't have that protection that I won't lose my license. And I know people are like, okay, well, don't be selfish. Doctors are being selfish. The problem is you know how I tell you guys all you can't be a victim in a flooding or in a fire? Because if you're a victim, then you actually hurt the other victims because now you take away, you know, time that could be used to help another victim. If you're sick, you can't be there to help other people who are sick. You know, you now take resources. You're no good to anybody sick. That's why doctors are being told to get vaccinated because they're like, look, you're no good to anybody if you call out sick. So, you know, you be well and you do your job. And so, yeah, there is that selfishness. But same thing, a doctor is no good to anybody if they don't have a license. Once a doctor has lost their license, yeah, they're a doctor with an MD or DO after their name, but if they can't practice medicine, they're a useless doctor. So, you know, it's a very scary situation. So it's fascinating that in Indiana, they want to protect doctors who prescribe it. Now, USA Today brings up how U.S. insurers have been paying millions of dollars a year to cover the cost of ivermectin for COVID-19 patients They say, despite, quote, a lack of proof that the antiparasitic drug is effective against the virus, this is according to a new study. Both the U.S. FDA and the World Health Organization say ivermectin should not be used for COVID-19 except in clinical studies. And there's tons of clinical studies. And again, we're seeing data saying this should be looked at, guys. This should be used. But insurers usually don't cover ineffective treatments, according to Dr. Cao Ping Chua, a healthcare researcher at the University of Michigan. I know some of you guys are like, shh, the insurances will not pay. Well, that's where I think they're going with this. I think where they're going is insurance companies want to save money. And so there's now this media attention saying, look, guys, insurances don't pay for effective treatments. So if the FDA is saying it's ineffective, why are you paying for it? In hopes that maybe insurance companies will then say, sorry, guys, if you want this, you pay cash. I mean, I get why you guys are frustrated. Listen, I don't want somebody saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take two pixie sticks, and I'm going to dance around in a circle, and I'm going to use that to cure my cancer. I get how we have to have regulation. We have to have oversight. We have to have standards. But when many of the clinical trials are saying, look, guys, this is the mechanism of action we believe is going on. We think it prevents the COVID from taking over a cell's DNA. We also have seen people have limited disease. And you have people like Aaron Rodgers, Glenn Beck, Dennis Prager, all these people that have taken Joe Rogan. You know, all these people that are kind of, you know, saying, look, this is what I took. You know, I believe it helped me. I'm still alive today, no problems. Why can't there be at least a provisional, you know, allowance or some sort of, you know, informed consent? So now, according to this study, Dr. Chua from University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, said our study suggests that they are treating ivermectin prescriptions for COVID differently. In doing so, they are reducing barriers to an ineffective drug that some are using as a substitute for COVID-19 vaccination or evidence-based treatments. Now, isn't there a Michigan university that's actually studying ivermectin? Let me see. There's supposed to be a trial going on right now. Let me see if it is University of Michigan. I have to... Let me see if I could find it. But there is a current clinical trial where... Let me see. University of Ivermectin study. I'm sorry. So, right now it's all about, I don't know if you've seen the headlines, a new study calculates the incredible cost of ivermectin stupidity. Why is it stupid? Why are they saying it's useless? LA Times, ivermectin, what's the price of a useless COVID treatment? So I'll find which medical school is actually studying it. But now they're saying ivermectin costs U.S. insurers and Medicare $2.5 million a week. That's going to be the next big push to try to get insurance companies to say, sorry, you're going to have to pay for it on your own. So, guys, I want to apologize. You know, I mean, I want to be the gutsiest person out there, and I want to tell you guys I am gutsy and nothing scares me, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't want to lose my license. And if I am in a state, and I'm licensed in a state, that says, look, we don't want you to do this, and if you do this, you are violating our standards. You know, I have to treat other people besides COVID. You know, I'm in this for the long game. You know, and it stinks because I want to be honest with you. I want to say, you know what? Nothing scares me. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I mean, it really, really sucks. There are treatments out there that I think we could use. The 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to hold his first formal news conference of the year today. It comes after months of criticism about too little media access. It will be Biden's first solo news conference at the White House since March. The news conference comes the same day a political Morning Consult poll says 68% of voters believe the country is on the wrong track, and 40% of voters approve of the job Biden is doing as president. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says diplomacy will be pursued with Russia as long as possible. Blinken saying Russia could launch an attack on Ukraine on very short notice, but the United States would bring severe sanctions if a new invasion were to happen. The Secretary of State set to meet with the Russian Foreign Minister on Friday. USA Radio News. One congressman is speaking out about the masks House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is forcing them to wear.
Representative Rodney Davis told Newsmax on Tuesday that the KN95 masks House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is forcing members to wear were bought in China with U.S. taxpayer money. Davis said those same masks were considered hazardous by regulatory standards until recently. According to the congressman, the federal government has purchased thousands of KN95 masks from China and are handing them out to members and their staffs. They're all mandated to wear them in the U.S. Capitol complex, including while on the floor of the House of Representatives. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More than 100 of the world's super rich are telling governments around the world to tax us now. The millionaires and billionaires making their pitch for higher taxes in an open letter published on Wednesday. Worth noting, they can pay as much as they want in taxes by sending a check to the government. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it doesn't take a lot to entertain me. I love stupid funny. Some of my favorite movies are Deadpool, Ted, Old School. I mean, I just like funny, all right? And I also like mysteries. I like action. I like the Marvel movies, the DC movies. I'm just not very good with like chick flicks. I don't really like that term. I think it's kind of outdated. But, you know, movies that, you know, are supposed to really kind of tug at the heart and kind of girly, I don't like a lot of those. Even though, again, we aren't using the term girly. You guys know what I'm talking about. Steel Magnolias, I tolerated because it was a good movie. But I just can't keep seeing movies like that. But one of the series of movies I loved even more than Star Wars, even more than Indiana Jones, and I love Star Wars and Indiana Jones, was The Lord of the Rings. And I thought Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit were done fantastically well. The Lord of the Rings especially. And as you guys know, I have a huge crush on Viggo Mortensen. I think Orlando Bloom did fantastic as Legolas. I think John Rhys-Davies did a fantastic dwarf. Lord of the Rings movie, Sean Bean. I've probably seen those movies millions of times. My kids, I mean, it just we are the Lord of the Rings family. So when I heard that there was going to be a Lord of the Rings TV show, I have been salivating at the TV waiting for that to come. Because I think the story is great. I remember reading The Hobbit as a kid. J.R.R. Tolkien, I mean, the imagery, the wizardry. My husband and the kids played Dungeons & Dragons. My husband played it as a kid. My kids have played Dungeons & Dragons. You know, the trolls, the orcs, all the different characters and the different, you got the elves, you got the rangers, you got the hobbits or the, oh my God, what are they called? Not the younglings. What are they called? The halflings, I think. You know, where they have a lot of sturdiness, but they might not have as much, shall we say, like accuracy, you know, like an elf would. An elf is very, very accurate with their bow and arrow. A dwarf is very, very good with their axe. They're more sturdy, but of course they're not as light and airy, and they're not as, so you know, a lot of how we look. And I'm sure Disney took a lot of J.R.R. Tolkien sort of imagery from his books to what we have today. And I'm going to look that up because I like to see the links between, you know, authors and creators and artists. Because when you walk into Disney, you know, I mean, you could feel like you're in, you know, the Shire. So it's amazing. They're just fantastic, you know, stories. So the long-awaited Lord of the Rings TV show, the title is here, and the title is called The Rings of Power. Now, that's a very, very cool title because it's plural. The Rings of Power. Now, remember, we sat through three movies from 2001, 2002, 2003, which was totally fine because I could have sat through 500 more with Viggo Mortensen, where they were all dealing with one ring. One ring. There's more rings. So, yeah, in fact, if I had gotten married after Lord of the Rings, I would have had an elvish ring as my wedding ring. In fact, I might do that. I mean, you know, we might renew our vows or do something like that. So it's going to be on Prime Video. The adaptation of Lord of the Rings is going to be adapted to a small screen. It is going to be called The Rings of Power. And so it's going to take place in Middle Earth's Second Age. The 20 rings of power were forged and divided up amongst the elves, dwarves, humans, and Dark Lord Sauron. The Sauron forged another ring secretly for himself on the down low, and the show seems to be poised to lean into the Dark Lord's rise to power and how he ultimately turned the 9 human kings who received the rings of their own into ring race. Wraiths. A version of this Ringverse appears in a new video shared by Prime Video. There's a preview or a trailer, and it just shows how it's amazing. 3 rings for the 11 kings under the sky, 7 for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, 9 for mortal men doomed to die, 1 for the dark lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor, where the shadows lie. Oh my God, it's just so sexy. I love it. So, The Rings of Power unites all the major stories of Middle-earth Second Age. So the forging of the rings, the rise of the Dark Lord Sauron, the epic tale of Numenor, the last alliances of elves and men, and now audiences are going to be able to see this. This is really, really cool. September 2nd on Prime Video. And the new episodes will drop each week, every Friday. So this is going to be pretty cool. Sorry I can't show you the video, but I'll post it. I'll share it. Producers are Lindsay Weber, Callum Green, J.A. Bayona, Belen Atienza, Justin Doval, Jason Cahill, Jennifer Hutchinson, Bruce Richmond, Sharon Tal Yugado, as well as Ron Ames, Christopher Newman, Wayne Chi Yip. I don't believe... Oh my God, the director, Pete Jackson. I don't think he's involved. In terms of actors, Cynthia Di Robinson, Tristan Grayville, Benjamin Walker, Peter Mullen, Augustus Prude, Charles Edwards, Lenny Henry are the actors, Maxim Baldry, Alex Tarrant. Simon Merrill's looks a little Viggo Mortensen-ish, so it'll be interesting to see who Simon Merrill's plays. So they already have the actors, there's tons of other ones. So pretty cool. In fact, hold on a second. Hold on. I want to make sure I didn't repeat anything that I shouldn't have. So, you know, I have a big problem with the way entertainment has been done recently. Because you see a lot of rehashing. You know, now, mind you, I think the last Spider-Man was fantastic, so I don't mind these Spider-Man series and these whole verses and universes meshed and things like that. So as long as you don't just redo a same movie and you put a spin on it, I'm fine with that. Because remember I told you, in school I learned, I was in Honors English and then AP English, and I learned that there's only 11 real story frames out there. That's it, 11. Which is kind of actually a lot when you think about it, because a lot of movies just kind of do the same two or three sort of themes. You know, bad guy, good guy, bad guy hurts good guy has to overtake bad guy. You know, I mean, that's one of them. But there's supposed to be 11. And I'm going to do a little research because, I mean, I learned that in the 80s. I'd like to see if that has changed. But there's 11 basic stories, and everything then takes off of that. But that story base is there. Two people fall in love, they fight, they fall in love, they stay together. It's kind of the same story all the time. And I'm noticing that people are trying to buck that. You know, and that's why I kind of like some of these murder mysteries or some of these mysteries out there. Because it, you know, even though, yeah, somebody gets murdered, somebody does it. Yeah, that might be one of those 11. But let's see what you do with it. So with Lord of the Rings, yes, Lord of the Rings has been done. We've had corollaries to it in multiple different shows and arenas, but it's still fascinating. It's still a fantastic base. I love those base stories, you know, where there's a purpose, there's a goal, and you have to meet that goal, and you meet that goal with those actors, and they take you on side stories, and there may be some other characters and character development. That's all fine. So, but when I see some of these stories out there where it's like, really, you know, I mean, I was like, really, you're going to bring back Wonder Woman? They did a good job. I think Gal Gadot did a fantastic job. And they really took Wonder Woman and they changed it, not from what we saw in the 70s and 80s. So I credit that. But, you know, we just are, what we've seen in the last few years is, well, you know what, since we can't come up with something new, let's take something that worked and put our spin on it. Well, that's fine. But this is something where it is a different story. We haven't had this story. I don't even think it was a J.R.R. Tolkien book. I think this is a completely new, could have been a book. Oh my God, this could now open up a whole slew of series. But we need Hollywood to work a little harder. Hollywood has been so distracted with trying to be woke and progressive that a lot of their shows and movies, especially in the last couple of years, has really left people going, where was the plot? What's going on here? Like the last Matrix. You know, I mean, yeah, it was a decent storyline, but I'm like, I think it could have been better. I think there were lost opportunities. So I'm excited about this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline made us take a double take. There are millionaires that are asking to pay more tax. Not to pay less tax. They are asking to pay more tax. So according to BBC News, a group of more than 100 of the world's richest people have called on governments to make them pay more tax. That's really nice. I mean, look, you got millions or billions, so that's really nice and admirable of you. That's great. And I think that's fantastic, but then just give the money. Just go ahead. I'm not here to, you know, be your financial planner or to tell you how to spend your money. I think that's wonderful. But if you're trying to make a call for taxes to be raised, and then the governments go, yeah, let's just raise taxes on everybody. A lot of us middle-class people are wanting to kind of not wake up the sleeping giant. But if you want to pay more taxes, I think that's fantastic, and we're appreciative of that. So this group is named the Patriotic Millionaires. They said the ultra-wealthy were not being forced to pay their share towards the global economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. So that's an interesting thing. What is their responsibility? What is their share? So in an open letter, they say, as millionaires, we know that the current tax system is not fair. The signatories include Disney heiress Abigail Disney, Nick Hanar. Mr. Hanar is a U.S. entrepreneur and an early investor in online retail giant Amazon, which means he bought early stock. We did it. They say most of us can say that the world has gone through an immense amount of suffering in the past 2 years. We have actually seen our wealth rise during the pandemic. Yet few, if any of us, can honestly say that we pay our fair share in taxes. Those according to the signatory said in a letter in the World Economic Forum. Earlier at the forum, which is being held virtually due to COVID rather than in Davos, Charity Oxfam said the pandemic made the world's wealthiest far richer, while also leading to more people living in poverty. It's true. Anybody who invested in Amazon, anybody who had online abilities to do their commerce and didn't have a little mom-and-pop bakery or a little mom-and-pop salon or whatever, people did do well. They bought into the stock market. They might have done reverse trading. I don't know. But I know a lot of people did really, really well. People got a lot of money from the government, took that money, invested it. So their report said lower incomes for the world's poorest contributed to the death of 21,000 people each day, but added the world's 10 richest men had more than doubled their collective fortune since March 2020. Research by Credit Suisse said they found in 2020 the number of millionaires increased by 5.2 million to a total of 5.6.1 million globally. 5.2 million new millionaires. The UK branch of Patriotic Millionaires said analysis by the Fight Inequality Alliance, the Institute of Policy Studies, Oxfam, and itself found a wealth tax starting at 2% annually for those with more than 5 mil, 3% for people with more than 50 mil, and 5% for billionaires would generate an extra $2.52 trillion a year. The group claiming taxing the UK's wealthiest 119,000 people at such rates would bring in an extra £43.7 billion a year. They think those funds could be eliminate planned national insurance tax rises to fund social care in England. So what they're saying is that the rich pay taxes, the less rich wouldn't have to. But here's my thing with this, okay? I mean, the math, they're right about the math. The problem is who's getting the money? There's all this money the rich can donate. There's all this money the rich can put to charities. They could build housing units for homeless. They could give scholarships to kids. Direct money to a recipient. But they want to pay more taxes. Who gets that money? Government. And man, people in our government, they're rich. Now, I'm not saying everybody in government is pocketing the money, but I would rather all these wealthy people that really want to do good, maybe don't give it to a government, but maybe put that money into something that would benefit people, like free clinics. I mean, if there's an issue with healthcare, open up a bunch of free clinics and fund those. And you guys run them. I know a lot of people are like, no, we don't want to do that. Okay, just let us pay more taxes so we feel good about ourselves. We feel like we're doing what we can so nobody goes after us. And that's kind of what I think could also be happening. One is I commend them for their patriotism. But the other thing is, remember I told you how, places like Walmart and a lot of these stores said, you know what, guys? While you're all fighting about minimum wage, we're going to already increase our rate of pay. Well, because they saw the writing on the wall. I mean, minimum wage is going up. So at least they could get the headline to say, look, you see what we did? We did this early on. And a lot of us did. A lot of us raised our rate because we're like, look, we're not going to wait until we're told to. We want to help people now. So I think they're also seeing that. They're seeing that there is going to be a push for the wealthiest to pay more. And so if they could preemptively say, hey, guys, we're patriotic millionaires. We want to put in the money so that the government has it and they could use it and hopefully abolish extra taxes going to, you know, middle class and lower class individuals, lower income individuals, income, I should say, then we look like heroes. So that's what I think is going on. I think they realize that they're going to be getting hit hard soon. And they want to show that they have preemptively done. Well, that's why, like I said, it took a double take. There's got to be more to this. But here's my problem. If you have all this extra money that you could give, maybe don't give it to a government. Maybe go ahead and put it directly into, do a free school. If you're worried about free preschool, all right, have free preschools. Pay for it. Hire somebody to manage them. They get the money. Everybody there gets paid. And the preschool, no tuition. I get it's easier. It's easier to say, you know what, we're going to just pay the government. And again, if the government's going to raise taxes anyway, then they don't get credit for the charity. And that's another thing that's happening. A lot of times, what they want to do is stop a lot of the deductions. A lot of how rich people are able to protect some of their tax dollars. Well, the one thing I support rich people doing is donating and getting a tax credit for that. We want people to donate. We want people to donate to the Red Cross, to donate to, Salvation Army, to donate to Catholic charities. These groups need money. And so we want to encourage that. And so a concern is, we don't care what you give to charity. We don't care what you donate. We want to raise your taxes. You see, I think we should have, again, a flat tax. Everybody pay, let's say, 7% or 8%, 9%, 10%. All right? If you donate a certain percentage, you can knock a percentage off. So if, let's say, the flat tax is 9%, and you donate 1% of your income, you could knock that down a percent. No more than that, but, you know, and simplify the tax code. Capital gains, death tax, wealth tax, all these taxes, get rid of that. Everybody pay a certain percentage. Obviously, you know, those who are poor, they only make $100, obviously they wouldn't be, or only $1,000. But after a certain income, everybody pays this percentage. Which means those that don't make enough pay smaller amounts, and then those that make a lot, they're paying more. But the way we have the current tax code is just ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.